I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. By the end of the week, the government could shut down for the third time in 3 years. And what comes after could have devastating financial consequences for millions of Americans. The Senate is expected to vote today to consider the House bill to keep the government open. The bill would also raise the debt ceiling to avert a default on loans, which is expected sometime next month. In the past, there has been bipartisan cooperation to avoid some shutdowns and defaults. But now, the parties seem further apart. Republicans argue this time is different because Democrats are trying to pass President Biden's $3.5 trillion budget despite complete GOP opposition. Investigators are still trying to figure out how an Amtrak train derailed in rural Montana. The crash killed three people and injured dozens more, some of whom are still hospitalized. The train was headed from Chicago to Seattle on Saturday. As it passed through Joplin, Montana, 8 of the 10 cars suddenly came off the tracks, jolting the 157 people on board.
Luckily, I just tumbled, in the room. I heard a loud bang, and then the car tipped. When the car flipped, I was actually facing the sky.
The National Transportation Safety Board is expected to give an update on the investigation this afternoon. Instagram has put a hold on developing a version of its app specifically for kids. This follows a Wall Street Journal report that Instagram's own internal research suggested the app worsened body issues among teenage girls. The head of Instagram said news of Instagram Kids leaked early, and he blamed media and critics for not understanding its purpose. He noted that kids are already online and that it's important to develop age-appropriate experiences for them. Pfizer will soon ask the FDA for authorization of its COVID vaccine for some children under 12. The drug maker has been testing a much lower dose of its vaccine on kids ages 5 to 11. It says that dosage proved to be safe and well tolerated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says children now account for nearly 26% of all new COVID cases nationwide. Broadway celebrated its return to the stage last night, honoring shows that were shuttered by the pandemic and looking ahead to welcoming audiences again. Moulin Rouge, the musical, brought home 10 Tony Awards, including the top prize for Best New Musical. The Inheritance was named the Best New Play. It was the first Tony Awards in 27 months. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.